Liberians woke up on Thursday to the sound of gunfire, tear gas, and roadblocks near the headquarters of the opposition CDC. Businesses in the area shut down and pedestrians' movement impeded. Jala Nelson is the deputy director of operations of the Liberian National Police. He told VOA that the altercation began when the Liberia Drug Enforcement Agency, LDEA, began a raid in the vicinity of the CDC.
The Liberia Drug Enforcement Agency was executing a search and seizure warrant in the same vicinity of the CDC headquarters in a place called Small Town along the beach. Accordingly, they met stiff resistance from some community dwellers, which led to a couple of them sustaining injuries, and then they fled the scene. Thereafter, at about 5:30, we got a distress call from road users that the roads were being blocked, especially the Tubman Boulevard, specifically in front of the CDC headquarters, and that stones were being thrown at moving vehicles. And the police, being responsible for the maintenance of law and order, we had to move in, try to contain the situation.
However, CDC Secretary General Jefferson Koji says the police statement is misleading and that it was the government's plan to attack the opposition. He says one opposition supporter was gunned down in the process.
What we say to you, it is a calculated cover-up. There was no FDA people who came here. Those were state sponsored mercenaries. Our premises were invaded. Was as early as 3 to 4 a.m. in the morning. They also engaged in sporadic shooting. There were over 600 tear gas that was shot on our premises, over 25 persons then incarcerated, and it's believed to know that one person has lost their life.
Addressing the press on Thursday, Information Minister Jerry Limick Pia said the government will not tolerate lawlessness.
A whole group of people just torment the rest of the country because of their own self-interest. So as we speak, the National Security Council of the country is meeting, and they think what you're doing is a play thing, you're joking, because we will act and we will act decisively. As a former president, instead of being a state man, you allow your party headquarters to be used as a ground of turbulence.
Former President George Weah has told the local Front Page Africa publication that the police action violated peace and security of the country. The incident has generated mixed reactions from Liberians, with some saying the raid was untimely and have the potential to disrupt the peace that Liberia has enjoyed over the years, while others think the CDC is overreacting. For Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.